DJ Feezy. Power FM, you dig?
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Socialist Party has distanced itself from an audio purporting that Fred Membe is scheming to take over Tonse Alliance. Commuters have expressed concern over Yango drivers demanding higher fares. In international news, Ghanaian President John Mahama has suspended the Chief Justice on unprecedented move. In sports, Songa has won a promotion in Israel.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The Socialist Party has dismissed an audio that is circulating on social media alleging that its president, Dr. Fred Membe, is plotting to hijack the Tonse Alliance. Party Deputy General Secretary for Administration, Maximo Mutambo, says the party has launched an investigation to determine the authenticity and origin of the audio, emphasizing that the party would not allow malicious actors to derail the critical momentum being built across the country. In a statement issued to the media, Mr. Mutambo notes that this is nothing more than a cheap, desperate propaganda stunt aimed at weakening the growing unity among opposition forces in the country. He explains that it is increasingly evident that ever since Dr. Membe and the Socialist Party openly declared their willingness to work with fellow opposition parties, church leaders and civil society organizations, the ruling UPND has grown visibly uncomfortable. Mr. Mutambo has accused the UPND administration of manufacturing narratives and pushing baseless conspiracy theories, which he says will not succeed. In another development, Kamala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata has called on the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development to consider disbanding what he terms as the non-performing Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company. Mr. Simata says the company was formed for the purpose of improving waste management in the city, but this has proved to be a failed experiment, as evidenced by the heaps of uncollected garbage and clogged drainages around the city. He explains that the general public still reports and considers garbage collection a responsibility of ward councillors and the local council because of the LISWMC's failure to effectively do its job. The civic leader further says LISWMC should return all equipment, tipper trucks, manpower and solid waste management functions back to the Lusaka City Council, which continues to shoulder the blame of an increasingly dirty city. Mr. Simata emphasized that half the garbage problems in the city it can be sorted out within 24 hours if a correct policy decision is made, which is letting councils run waste management as opposed to centralizing it. He was speaking when he toured the biggest and fastest growing illegal dump site along the ring road in Kamala Ward after some residents expressed concern about the rapidly growing mountains of garbage at the site.
I would like to express serious concern regarding a continued build-up of illegal dump sites, not just in Kamala 5, but everywhere around the city. I believe that this issue has to be sorted out in two ways, and the first is that the company that is now responsible for waste management around the city, that is Lusaka Integrated Solid and Waste Management Company, we feel that it is not performing accordingly, because we've continued to report these cases of illegal dumping and for formation of various dump sites around the city, and it's their duty under their mandate to clear this historical waste that is building up and has built up over the months. But that is not being done. So we feel that the only way that this can be sorted out is for the ministry to disband this company and return the waste management unit to the administration of the Lusaka City Council. That way, Lusaka City Council, with the councillors, will be able to take full responsibility for waste management.
The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, and the Commuter Rights Association of Zambia have expressed concern over rising reports from consumers and commuters that some Yango drivers are demanding higher fares than those displayed and charged by the official Yango system. In a joint statement issued by ZACA and CRAS, ZACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala says this illegal trend does not only undermine consumer rights, but also constitutes extortion, which is a serious violation of the law and the principles of fair business conduct. Mr. Sakala notes that once a fare is set by the digital platform and accepted by both parties, it becomes a binding agreement, and any additional or unauthorized charges by the driver are illegal, unethical and unacceptable. He has advised Yango drivers who feel they are making losses to leave the system and revert to their old way of doing business. Mr. Sakala has called upon the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, and the owners, operators of Yango Zambia to immediately investigate and put an end to this exploitative practice.
We wish to remind those stakeholders that once a fare is set by the digital platform and accepted by both parties, it becomes a binding agreement. And any additional or unauthorized charges by the drivers are illegal, unethical, and unacceptable. We therefore call upon the Road Transport and Safety Agency and owners or operators of Yango Zambia to immediately investigate and put an end to this exploitative practice. Consumers must be protected from unfair treatment, especially in the growing digital platform. Those who feel they are making losses can leave the system and revert to their old ways of doing business.
Leadership Movement Party Secretary General Jairus Ngoma says there is need to review the recently enacted Cybersecurity Act. Mr. Ngoma explains that the law did not go through a comprehensive consultative process with various stakeholders, as evidenced by the opposition that it has received. Speaking when he featured on the Power FM breakfast show this morning, Mr. Ngoma noted that the Cybersecurity Act has vague clauses that need interpretation, especially for a layman. He has emphasized that the new law is very retrogressive, as it will infringe upon the rights and freedoms of citizens, hinder a free press, and have the potential to undermine the country's democracy.
The cybercrime law, we are saying this law is very retrogressive in our view, looking at the level we are advancing. Even you, the media, it is going to affect you somehow, because you are here to disseminate the information irrespective of where it is coming from. What do they mean when they say critical information? It is very vague. They were supposed to break it down in black and white, so that, because you, the media, are self-regulatory, and when they talk of critical information, what do they mean? So, at that point, you find that you are infringing on the ability of people to operate.
In international news, Ghanaian President John Mahama has suspended the country's Supreme Court Chief Justice, a move that marks the first in the country's history. An investigation has been launched and three undisclosed petitions have been filed, making allegations against Gertrude Tokorono, calling for her permanent removal. Chief Justices in Ghana enjoy security of tenure, meaning they can only be removed from office on a few grounds, which include incompetence and misbehavior. The content of the petitions has not been made public, and she is yet to comment, while Ghana's former Attorney General has claimed her suspension is an attempt to undermine the judiciary. Still in international news, Ivory Coast's main opposition leader has been removed from the electoral roll by the judiciary, which says he is ineligible to run in October's presidential election. Tijane Taim renounced his French citizenship in order to run for president, but a court argued on Thursday that the former Credit Suisse boss fortified his Ivory Coast nationality when he acquired French citizenship in 1987. Taim said the court's decision was an act of democratic vandalism which will disenfranchise millions of voters. His disqualification comes just a week after he was confirmed as the only contender for the centre-right Democratic Party, the PDCI. Last week, he was nominated as a PDCI's candidate after winning 5,321 votes out of 5,348 cast. The governing RHDP party has not yet announced its candidate, but the current president, 83,